it's a battle every day. You get knocked down, you get back up until you just can't get up anymore.
Come on, it works.
At the San Jacinto State Historical Park near Houston, there's a battle going on. No, it's not the battle for Texas independence. And it's not D-Day, though both of these historic battles are commemorated here. No, this war is being waged behind the scenes.
It's a nightmare.
It's been a real battle to keep up with technology from every front. I'd say she's the first lieutenant out there on the front lines.
San Jacinto State Park, can we help you?
The intrepid warrior is first. Pam Fleck. Her opponent, office technology.
It won't let me.
We survive. We're kind of like the battleship. We just keep going. We made it through two world wars, I guess. And we're waiting for number three, and we'll just keep going.
The stakes aren't quite as high in these wars.
World War I would be the telephone system that we went through. There was a glitch in the software, and it just wasn't working. When I did get a repairman out here, I had to show him how to do the programming, and it was like, it's so useless, you know?
So she did the job herself with no formal training. On to the next battle.
And World War II would be the computer networking system.
Bringing the complex online with Austin and setting up a local area network.
As long as they're all working fine, they're amazing. But when they're not working, it's the biggest mess you ever saw.
With each encounter, Pam sized up the enemy and emerged victorious.
Run!
Saving thousands of dollars in repair costs and boosting productivity.
It's just been an amazing transformation of the way we do our business here at the San Jacinto Complex.
Complex, indeed. In her spare time, Pam juggles the daily affairs of three parks rolled into one.
We have three separate budgets, three separate credit cards. We have 21 light bills. See these purchase orders? This is nothing compared to what we do sometimes. It's a fighting battle. You get knocked down, you get back up, and you just start all over again. For me, just to be able to talk and walk is a feat in itself, because at one point I wasn't able to do that.
In September 96, Pam fought her greatest battle yet, a stroke that paralyzed her right side. Phased but not defeated, she got married a month later, and before long, she was back on the job.
I'll never forget when I went back to the doctor for my first checkup. He said, I guess you're going to take 100% disability since you're an office worker and stuff like that. I said, what do you mean? I said, I went back to work. He said, really? And I said, yeah.
She returned to a place where survivors are honored and victory is savored.
Every day is an adventure, and tomorrow we'll start a new one. I'm hoping I can figure it out today. If I can't, I know there's tomorrow. At least I hope tomorrow.